It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you with us. Did you know what age it is recommended by the American Cancer Society to get a colonoscopy to check and screen for colon cancer? 60? 55? 50? Not anymore. 45. As of last summer, the age has dropped to 45 because there's been a proliferation of colon cancer, and the way to prevent it or survive it is to catch it in time and early. Our guest today, Chris Snoward, co-director of the Roland to Colon bicycle fundraising event, is here with us. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in today. I want to talk about the event, which is on Father's Day, and there's several race lengths or bicycling lengths that people can do. But if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about your story, because you're a triathlete. And so we're not talking about somebody who lived on burgers and fries and sat on the sofa all the time and then suddenly found himself with colon cancer. You're an athletic guy, and tell us what happened.
Yeah, I think I'm the poster child for being aware of colon cancer, the symptoms, and all of that. I was 39, so clearly under the age of when folks are expected to go in to do colonoscopies, or really, you know, even at risk of having colon cancer. I had no family history. I mean, no family history of cancer at all, let alone colon cancer. You're right. I was pretty active. I've told some folks I was probably in the best shape of my life at 39 years old, and was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. So I think the message out of that is anything we can do to increase education, increase prevention, and just totally get rid of colon cancer. You know, it's the second deadliest cancer. People don't realize that. Second deadliest cancer, but it's easily the most preventable. And as part of the Great Plains Colon Cancer Task Force, which is putting this bike ride together, that's what our mission is to help, you know, get past that part of it.
Sure. People will give all sorts of excuses on it. Oh, it's just uncomfortable to get the thing. You know, it's a lot more uncomfortable to, quite frankly, have your bowels resected and have them removed, isn't it? I mean, or worse yet, even more uncomfortable to die.
Yeah, I get a lot of folks, you know, my age, a lot of my friends are reluctant to do colonoscopies or really even talk about this type of stuff. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier than going through 5 weeks of chemo and radiation and a surgery and then 6 months more of chemo. This is, like I said, the most preventable cancer. So the smarter we can become about it, you know, the more we're going to see survival rates and so on drop.
Absolutely. The recovery process for you, I mean, it's amazing. Right now you ride now.
Mm-hmm,
you do triathlons at this juncture now. But there was a recovery period, and you just you battle through it. You've got support of the family and friends, but you do what your doctor told you, don't you?
Yeah, I get a lot of questions around. Unfortunately, when folks are diagnosed, they'll reach out to me and for advice. And one of the things I say is lean on your support team. They're there for a reason. Sometimes you can just do this on your own, try to take it all on your own. And that's what friends, family, and so on are around for. I actually did a race about a week before my surgery. I was still in decent enough condition. But, you know, a month after, I could barely walk. You know, I could do a mile walk and it took me 21 minutes. But it was the friends, the family, even the community. One of the reasons I got involved with this group, that's what kind of kept me going. So I still do triathlons. I'm not as fast as I was 8 years ago, but sure. I still do them.
Sure, but I don't think any of us are as fast as we were 8 years ago either, so that's fair enough. So tell us a little bit about this event. This is a pretty nifty event. There are multiple distances that people can choose to ride, either 10, 20, 30, 40, or 53 miles. How do people get involved in this event?
So first, I want to emphasize this is a family event, and if you're looking for things to do on Father's Day, what's better than going for a bike ride with your family, right?
Absolutely.
You can so actually, online registration ends today. That's at coloncancertaskforce.org. But you can register day of, and we actually get usually a lot of folks who will register the day of. We start the bike ride at DC Valley or DC West High School in Valley, Nebraska. So really, all I got to do is show up out there. The website has all the times, but most of the rides, because they'll start at different times based on the distance. But if you're out there by, you know, 8 a.m. on Sunday, we'll get you registered. That's all you need, and we'll send you out on your way.
Sure. And I imagine there's a bit of information available as well about symptoms and what you ought to do, and by gosh, get screened, right?
Yep, absolutely. That website's a great resource. I'll point people there. Again, it's coloncancertaskforce.org. It's a local group, and literally we do three events. We do the bike ride here in June. We do a burpee challenge in April. That one I try to skip as often as I can. I'm not a burpee fan.
Those are hard.
They are. They hurt. But for a good cause. And then we do a run, the Boxer 500 in August. All three of those events raise money that 100% stay in the community. And we do it to, you know, put billboards up, to do radio, to do TV, and promote, you know, awareness of colon cancer.
That's fantastic. Chris Snoward, thank you very much. ColonCancerTaskForce.org. Morning Edition continues.